Vayter and Shasri and Daf Dalet, picking it up on Gimel Amud Beis by the bottom of the page, five lines up, Amar Rav Papa. Let me bring you back in, my friends. We're in the middle of a discussion over here, and I'm just going to bring you back a little bit to yesterday. We discussed how we brought a Braisa that challenges the four answers explaining our Mishnah. The Braisa said that an egg born on Shabbos Yontif can't be moved to use as a cover of a bottle or to be used as a stand for a bed, but you can cover with a kli so it doesn't break. And this is the line that drove us a little bit crazy, and if it's a suffix, and we have to understand what that means. We said, if it's a suffix, whether it was born on Yontif or not, it's going to be usser. This egg is going to be usser. And if it gets mixed up with the other eggs, I feel about eliflo butl. All of them are going to be usser. Okay, now, again, we settled this yesterday, but it's important just to have clarity on what we're about to do. So now comes a question. According to Rabbah, who explained the Mishnah's issue as per why Beis Hillel says it's usser, is because of a chana. This is now a case of a suffix d'oraisa, right? If a suffix of whether it's born in Yontif or wasn't born in Yontif, therefore it's a suffix d'oraisa, and therefore a suffix d'oraisa is going to be also the chumra. However, according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak, who said it's because of a gezeira, so it now says a suffix d'rabanan, and therefore it should be kula. Why is it aser? So we tried to answer saying, no, you misunderstood the case of suffix. It doesn't mean suffix if it was born that day. It means a suffix trefa. It's a regular day we're talking about. And you have a suffix whether it's a trefa or not, which is a doraisa issue. And therefore, if you get it mixed up with a thousand, it's going to feel about elif lobatel. And the Gemara asks on that. So you mean to say it's a regular weekday. So why do you feel about elif lobatel? I don't get it. I understand if it's a suffix yontif. Since then, it falls into the category of a davar sheish lamatirin. And we have a davar sheish lamatirin, just wait until the next day. But if it's a weekday, it's not a davar sheish lamatirin, a suffix trefa is in a doraisa, then it should be batel, even berov. So why is it a batel? Now, don't try to pull a move on me and say, no, the reason it isn't batel is because of the davar chashiv, and a davar chashiv is three level of batel. Right? And therefore, it's not work, because that only goes according to the one who holds kol shedarko. There's we have machlokas between whether we say es shedarko or kol shedarko. Kol Shadarko means even if sometimes it's sold as an individual by itself, even sometimes then it becomes a davar chashiv and it's not batel. What about according to one who says that we hold Etz Shadarko? Only if it's exclusively sold individually, then it's not batel. So according to S, since eggs aren't sold exclusively individually, so why isn't it a batel barov? That's what the Gemara wants to know. So the Gemara then brings the Mishnah to explain what is asked of the kol. The Mishnah in Orla says that if someone gathers bundles of fenugreek type of bean that was used to sweeten a pot, then if they get mixed up with other kosher stuff, then that gets mixed up with other ones. Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And there's two ways of explaining Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said everything has to get burned. You got to burn it all. The Chachamim say it's batel with 200. You just got to remove anything, even one little bit of it, and then you burn that part, but the rest of it's going to be good. And only six things fall into the category, and this isn't one of those things that's not batel. So we see there's a machlokas, how we understand Rabbi Meir. This is all going back. That Rabbi Yochanan says he holds S versus Rish Lakish holds kol. With all this background info, now we return to our question. Everything is good in the world of Rish Lakish, who says kol, even if it's sometimes sold individually, therefore it retains the status of chashiv, therefore not batel. But what about according to the Rav Yochanan, who holds es shedarko, only if it's exclusively sold individually? So according to S, since eggs aren't sold exclusively individually, why is it about the barov? Doesn't work to be mayor. Or with the chamu, definitely say it would be batel. So how do we answer this? Answer the Gemara. Now we get to Amar Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, we got another sheet out there. And who is that? Here we go. Amar Rav Papa, Adahai Tana. Our Braisa is going according to the following Tana. He says that what? That Beitzim actually do not become batel. Tana de Litra Ketziosu, it's the Tana of Litra Ketzios. What in the world is Litra Ketzios, you ask? It's the Tana of Litra Ketzios. I'm going to say in a second what that is. Dover. Da'amar, kol davar shebaminyan afil b'derabanan lo batel. V'kol shechein b'deoraisa. So our Papa explains that the Tana who says they aren't batel is like the Tana of Litra Ketzios, the Litra of dried figs, who says that anything that is sometimes sold individually is not batel, even by derabanan. Rashi says in this case of Litra Ketzios is derabanan, as we're going to explain in a moment, that we're talking about truma, and truma is only d'oraisa by grain, grapes, and olives. Right, but these are not that, obviously, right? The litra of the ketzios over here. And kol shekein b'doraisas. What's litra ketzios? They would take dates, they would dry the dates, and they would cut off their stems, press them into a round mold, and then cut off a litra, it's a type of weight, a size, a litra size, pieces that would be sold in the market. Okay, so that's the case that we're talking about over here. So D'Tanya, as we learned in a brisa, gets switched over here. Lidra Katsio Sidursa Alpia Eagle. Let's say you push it into the eagle, into the round mold. Venio Deba Eza Eagle Dursa. But you're not sure which one you put it into. And they have like 10 of them, 15, 20 of them. You're not sure which one it was. Or Alpi Chavis, or into a barrel, same din. Venio Deba Eza Chavis Dursa. Or we're dealing with cases Alpi Kaveris, or into a basket. Venio Deba Eza Kaveris Dursa. You know which one you put it in. What do you do in such a case? The case is where you have a bunch of, let's just use the basket case for now, or a barrel, whatever. I'm going to go back and forth. What's just in my head? Basket. You have a bunch of fig cakes that you pushed into this mold of the basket. And each basket can hold 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, whatever it is they can fit in it. And you got 10 different baskets there. So what's the din in such a case? We see a machlokas in this between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Question is, what do they say? There's a machlokas about what they even say. Starting over with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir comes in, he says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, beep, turn the page, dalam now. For Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rowan is el yonos ki iluhin prudos. We look at the top ones, imagine you have this barrel, and inside of the barrel is a bunch of fig cakes. Right? It's kind of like in Eretz Yisrael, it's like the Rishalmi Kugel gets all stacked on top of each other. So you have like stacked, you put it in one fig cake, then another, it's over the top. So now, Rowan is, and you know that the fig cake that's a problem is on the very, very top. You just don't know which one. Rowan is El Yonas, Keila, and Prudos. You look at the top fig cakes of all the different barrels that are there, as if they are separate from the rest of the fig cakes that are in there. Vatachtonos, Malos, El Yonos. And the bottom ones, they come over the top ones, meaning to say they're Mevatel, the top ones. We know that Truma is Batel 1 in 100. So as long as there's 100 underneath them, then it's fine. So again, yeah, if there's 100 underneath it, it's going to be Mevatel each one of the top ones. That would be Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua, where he says, he says, no, you don't look at it from the in each barrel, you have 100 to 1, but rather you look at all the pumin, all the mouths of the barrel. So you'd have to have 100 different barrels that then are being mavata one of them. But if not, then apumin asurin, then what ends up happening is all the mouths of the barrels, it means the top one in each one of the barrels become asur. If you only have 90 of them, all 90 top fig cakes you got to get rid of, you can't use. But the leftover ones are the ones that are going to be mut to everything underneath the top ones. That's all in Rabbi Meir, the way he understood the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. However, Rabbi Yehuda understands it differently. Rabbi Yehuda comes and he says that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he ends up being the same shita as the last Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yeh Shammai, Apume, and Dinyalu, then it's going to overcome it. All the mouths are going to overcome that mouth. V'yamlav, Apume, Tzorolam, Aser, V'ashulai, Mutam, Veses, Mutter. Now, all of everything we just said is to get to this one point. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Afilu, Yeh Sham, Shalosh, Meos, Pumin, Lo Yalu. Even though there's 300 mouths there, it will not be Yale, it won't be Mevatel, this Litra. So that brisa that we brought on Gimel and Beis that ends up going according to Rabbi Yeshua in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, that so too an egg is also one thing which is sold by itself, and therefore it's not going to be batel even by Drabbanan, it won't be bit batel even by Ela if it retains its level of chashivas, and that is who he is going like. Bam! Now, the Gemara gives another case, seemingly. It says, Dorsa b'eagle. Let's say you, Dorsa means you pushed it inside, the eagle, into the round mold. Ve'eni odeh be'ez eagle Dorsa. You don't know which one you put it in. Divrei Hakol Yalu. Everybody agrees that everything else is going to be mevatelet. In fact, the Gemara, huh? What are you talking about? Divrei Hakol. Hainu plitayel. This is exactly our machlokas we just dealt with. Amar Papa Nohach Karma. This is what it means to say. Dorsa b'eagle. Ve'eni odeh be'ez makom eagle Dorsa. You were Doris and you pushed it into one of the molds, but you're not sure where in the mold you did it. Ilet Svona, Ilet Droma, whether you put it on the north or you put it in the south, Divrei Hakol Yalu. There, everyone's going to be maskim that it's going to be batel. It doesn't have a, it's not categorized as the Dorvish Baminion now because it's not separate and recognizable which one it was. As opposed to before, we knew locationally where it was. We just know which one. Here, we don't know where it is altogether in the top and the bottom and the middle. Therefore, it doesn't have the same dinam as Dovah Shemaminyan, and it ends up being mevutal, assuming it has a shear to be mevatalit. The Gemara now backtracks and goes back to the beginning of this whole Mishkah Babel and where we had said in the Brisa, and if it's a suffix, and we explained that we said if it's a suffix, whether it's born in Yontif or not, it's going to be usser. If it gets mixed up with 1,000, afilu elef lo batal. We asked on that, and hold on one second, according to Rav Yosef Yitzchak, who says that the whole reason why Beis Hillel say you're not allowed to have this Beis Hashem B'yantav is because of a gezeira, so now it's just a suffix derabanan of whether it was born on that day or not. So why should it be? Therefore, it should be the kula. Why is it usser? And then we started to answer, no, it means a different type of thing. The Gemara wants to now relook at that and say, no, you're in a chinami. It is exactly what you thought. Good question. And now we're going to answer it. If Ashi Amar, li olam suffik yom tov suffik chol, really it was a suffik whether or not this was born in yom tov or it was born in chol. However, it's a dover, have a dover sheish lamatirin. Chol dover sheish lamatirin, afilu bidurabanan la batil. So in a chinami, we know that the suffik darabana is lekula, but this is another under the zach of davar sheyesh lamatirin. Just wait till tomorrow and everything's going to be mutter. So why work on some sort of heter when we know everything's going to be okay tomorrow? So that's why we say that it's not batal. All right, so that's a nice little discussion about how we understand what Beis Hillel is, our four different understandings of it, and now it's like the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Acherim Omrim, Acherim Se, Mishim Rabbi Eliezer, Beitza Tochal Hi Ve'ima. Price here seems to go straight up like Beis Shammai. They say that a beta, an egg, you can go and you can eat it. Rashi says, Im nolda b'yomtov, if this beta is born on yomtov, egg born on yomtov, what do you do? Eat it, and it's mama. Frek the Gemara, nahora dar. The Maiskina, what kind of bakbak are we talking about here? Elaine, we're talking about some of this al-chila. We're talking about this is a type of chicken which is meant to be eaten. So pshita, the hivi imashari, of course it's going to be mutter that such a thing because it's meant to be eaten. It's meant to be eaten, and it can be eaten, its kid can be eaten. Rashi says, klomer, imba lomar, kebe shamay lashmin, and beitza ima, lamali pshita the shari. Of course it's something that's going to be mutter. Ella betanagolas amenas galabetz. Must be we're talking about a tanagolas, which is made in order to have kids to knock out eggs. He im v'ima misura, but we know if that would be the case, then actually both of them would be usher to have, as Rashi points out, because we know the shaminin l'Rabbi Eliezer the islay muksa goes to Rabbi Eliezer. There is muksa. The time beperka mevi Rabbi Eliezer omer omid adam ala muksa alma hachanaboy. This is muksa, so both of them should be usher. So Marav Shach, either it's obvious or it doesn't make sense. So Marav Zera, Zera says, what we're talking about here is tochel agav ima. What it means, you eat it because of the mama. As Rashi explains, means im ochlin es ima hayom tochel afi. If you could eat the mama, then you could also eat it. Now, hechidami, what does this mean? Amar Abaye, kigon shalukha stam. It means a person who goes there and they take up a bok, a chicken, and they buy it stam. They didn't say it's for gadol beitzim or for achila. Now, nishchita, if you end up going to the shechter on yontif, then hufra l'achila medis. Then it becomes clear that that's what it was used for. And then you can go out and you can have the egg as well. Lo nishchita, but if they don't shechter, then hufra l'gala beitzim medis. It must be as l'gala beitzim, and then you wouldn't be allowed to eat the egg. Second answer is Rav Mari. Rav Mari Amar, no, guzba katani. Really, vad that we're talking about over here is that it was omedes le'achila. It was there in order to eat. However, guzma means exaggerated like crazy to go to show you can eat the whole thing, you can eat everything. Like the halacha, in other words, it's like beishama. You can eat it, you can eat the shell, you can eat the gatsa thing, the tans, you're learning tanabaisa. Achim omim shum releze, achim chenim releze, beitza tochal hi ve'ima ve'efroach uklipasa. An egg, you can eat it. You can eat its mother, you can eat a froach, which is like a chick, and you can eat the klipa, even the shell. My klipasa, what does it mean, the shell? Elim a klipa mamish, if you talk about it, means that you eat the klipa, the actual shell itself. Klipa basachili? Come on, you don't eat shells. El a froach be klipaso. Are we talking about here that it's a chick, a little chickling, that was in the shell, and it didn't pop out, but you took it out? Is that what it's talking about? We're going to see a Gemara. Rashi brings down the Gemara later in Daf Amud Beis. Machlok is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Chachamim, that if you have a new baby born chick, and it happened during, we're talking about even on a weekday, but its eyes didn't open yet. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, you can't eat it. Chum say that you can. But now our Gemara here is saying is, Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan leid Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, el hechadi yotza la'avir olam, that's only the machlokas comes up when it already came out into this world. Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, osa afrochim, shalom eftachay neim, lo pligi rabbanan alea, will come up my silly Gemara, like I just said to you. So it says that that's only when it came out. Aval hechad lo yotza la'avir olam lo pligi. If it didn't come out by itself, but you knocked the egg open, the shell open, you took it out, everyone's maskim that you're not able to eat it in such a case. So clearly that can't be what we're talking about. Ella afroach uklipasa, guzma, must be the whole thing is just a guzma. As Rashi says, Afalpi, the lo efshar gizim, gazim va'amar, even though it's lo efshar gazim va'amar milsa de tufaina, guzma davar shanoi she'eno miskapel. Something which is like, doesn't make any sense. But he's exaggerating and saying that you're allowed to have shalos, I mean that you're allowed to eat it. And Hachanami, the Gemara says, tochal hivi ima guzma. It's just a guzma. It means to say that halacha is like base shamai. Okay, let's jump into a new shtick over here. Itmar. Shabbos v'yontov, you have Shabbos v'yontov, one falling right after the other. What is going to be the din? Rashi HaKadosh comes in and explains here, Asmuchin v'hu adin li'yom tov v'Shabbos. Shabbos v'yontov, yontov Shabbos. Rav Amar nolda b'zeh, asur b'zeh. Rav says if you're born on day one, it's going to be asur on the day two. Rav Yochanan Amar, he says nolda b'zeh, muter is b'zeh. He says muter day one, if you're born on day one, it's muter on day two. Fraktagemori, Neima, do you want to say Kasafa Rav Kedusha Achasi? Are we saying Rav saying it's Kedusha Achas? It's one Kedusha Shabbos, and that's why it remains Asir. Vam Rav, another Rav says, Halacha ka arba zakenim. He goes like going to the arba, the four zakenim. Rav says, an Ervin, a pair of kol ma'arvin. Ve'aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, and he goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, Damer Shte Kedusha saying, they're two separate Kedushas. So what's going on? Ella hacha b'achana the rabbi kamifli. The machlokas is over. The din of achana that we spoke about, one of the four different ways of understanding our Mishnah according to Beis Hillel. Hachana the rabbi they're arguing over. Rav is the achana the rabbi that it has to be muchan from the day before, and it was the day before it was aser. Rabbi Yochanan let's say achana the rabbi. He doesn't hold of anything about achana, and therefore it is going to be mutar. Says the Gemara. Maybe this is the machlokas tanoim. Kitanoi. Nolda b'Shabbos tochel b'Yom Tov. If you have something an egg that's born on Shabbos, you get it on Yom Tov. B'Yom Tov tochel b'Shabbos, get it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishmar Beliezer, Adain hi machlokes. This is still a machlokes between Beisham Beis Hillel. So Beisham Omer, they say tochel, you can eat it. Beis Hillel Omer lo tochel, they say you cannot eat it. As Rashi says, Adain hi machlokes b'sham beis hillel b'zeh k'shem shenechku l'bo b'yom. Just so they could argue about that day itself. So to argue about what would be the next day. Story time. Uch bezichnei de Rav Ada bar Ava hava lehanach beitzim miyom tov l'shabes. Rav Ada bar Ava, he was staying by someone as a host. And he had eggs, and it was on Yontif, and he wanted to know if he could have it on Shabbos. Rashi explains, Balabais, and Miyotov Shabbos, Hayom Noldo, it was born today. He wanted to go and eat it on Shabbos itself. He came up from a father and he said to him, he asked him the following, can I go out and make him a little toasty now? Rashi says, let's slow some idna. Can I roast them now and then eat them tomorrow? In other words, his question was, are they usar betiltul bo bayomalo? Again, I can't eat it, but can I at least roast it and have it ready for tomorrow? So Amalei says back to him, my daitach, like what exactly were you thinking? Rav Rav Yochanan, Lacha Rav Yochanan? Were you thinking at Halacha when it's Rav Rav Yochanan, Lacha goes according to Rav Yochanan, who said that it's going to be mutter on the next day? Afilu Rav Yochanan lo kashari ela legoma lamachar. Even Rav Yochanan, he's only masking to say that you're allowed to go ahead and swallow it the next day. Right? But, I mean, it was exactly as is. Aval b'yome lo. But on that day, not at all. You're not allowed to touch it. It's going to be muksa. So sorry, you cannot do that. But tomorrow, if you want to rocky it and just drink it raw, that you can do. Rashi says, siyata, help. This, as the Bryce says, Achas beitzah shenolda b'Shabbos, achas beitzah shenolda b'yontif, for her beitzah is born on Shabbos, or yontif, ein metalta nosa, lo lechasas ba esa kli, for lo lisbuch ba kari mita, you're not allowed to touch it. You can't cover a kli with it. You can't use it in order to support a bed. So we see that it's going to be muksa. Started time again. Zokta Gemara. Ush be zichneider of Papa. A Papa was hosted by somebody. Varmala, who gavad the usul came to Papa. Some say, it was just a fellow who came to ask a question. Havule hanach beitzim mishabbos liyontif. This is the flip. The eggs were born on Shabbos. He wanted to have them on yontif. Asukah me armala, he came in front of me and said, my lemichlinu lemachar. What's in? Can I eat these tomorrow? Amar Leitz, so he says back to him, listen, come back tomorrow. Zilla idna v'talamachar. Go, leave me now and come back tomorrow and ask me again. The Rav lo moki amora ilave. He didn't have somebody who was blasting out a shear for him. Rashi says, lo yamaymin miturgaman, the fun of lidrosh drosha l'rabim. from the time Yom Tov Lechavre, from when Yontov started until Lechavre means until the friend of the next, meaning the next day. Mishum Shichus, because of the fact that he was worried about being drunk. As Rashi explains, when he used to give his drushes, he would say halachas in them, and you're not allowed to do it when you're drunk. As Rashi brings on the Gemara in Krisus, Shikar Asal Horus, Tachsiv Yayin Veshecha Al Tesht, Uksiv Horus has been in Yisrael. So he said he was drinking a little bit, it was Yontif, Simrach Sach, Vechagecha, you know, enjoying it, and therefore he didn't want to pass him right away, so he'd come the next day. Ki Asal Lamacha Armalei, when he came the next day, he said to him, beep, turn the base, Dalam the base, Iko Hashta Ishtaloi. As Rashi explains, if I would have paskin for you yesterday, then I would have end up making a mistake in my drunken stupor. Rashi says, because what? I would have been more about heter. Mishum dekaimelam b'shar duchte Rav Yochanan. We generally hold the Rav Yochanan. The lach is Rav Yochanan. Achshav yosh. Now it's good that I pushed you off until today, because then I remembered the Amri lach, and I told you, I remembered something. So he said like this, Ika hashtay yishtolay, I would have made a mistake, and I would have told you that what, that they were going to be mutter, because Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Lachak Rabbi Yochanan. But ha amar Rava, but now I pushed you off for today. I remember that what Rava said. What did Rava say? Rava says that, we see this coming up on Daf Hey, Rashi says, that Hilchasa de Rav Bahanitlas. The Lacha goes like Rav in these three cases. Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Rashi says that the three cases are that when Shabbos comes before Yontif, the Rav says that it's going to be usher even on Yontif. Case number two is when you have a two-day Yontif. This is talking about in Chutz La'aretz. The Rav says that you're allowed to go and eat the egg on the second day. And the third case is Rosh Hashanah. Rav says it's usher even on the second day. It's like Gemara is going to get into this, says Rashi. So in this particular case, I would have said mutter, but Taka, we actually hold like Rav in this case, and therefore they would have been usher. Good thing I didn't answer you yesterday. My friends, let's talk about wood. Amar Rav Yochanan, Esim Shenoshu Min Adekel B'Shabbos. Let's say you have branches that fall off a tree on Shabbos, a dekel, a palm tree. Let's say Yontif falls out the next day. What's it then? Asher La'asikim Yontif, you're not allowed to go ahead and use them on Yontif. V'al Tishivenu Beitza, and don't start coming back at me and saying, oh, what about the case of a Beitza? That I myself, Rav Yochanan, said that if it was born on this day, it's going to be mutter the next day. Don't bring that up. It says Rashi, because Hacha Shaykh L'Mistrit Faith. Over here, there's a reason to aser it. My time, what's pshat? Why are you being more machmir over here? Beitza mishum debiyoma nami chazya legoma. When it comes to an egg, which is something which could be swallowed immediately, a person go ahead and have a raw egg, and yet v'lo kashari la adamachar, we don't let you have it until the next day. So maybe the idea the bas yoma asur, everyone's going to realize, okay, the day that it's laid, it's going to be usur, because of the fact that you could have had it, but you did, you were only allowed to have it on the second day. It must be you can't have it on the first day. Something you could have, but we didn't let you. But eitzim, when it comes to wood, the lo chazili umayu. Wood couldn't be used that day, right? Because it's Shabbos, and you can't light things on Shabbos. Is shari l'ulamachar, if we would allow you to do it the next day, I'll see the Mimer, people then say, oh, be a mayunami shari, you're even allowed to do it on that day, meaning if the wood fell on actual Sunday on that day itself. And they'll say, that's when we shim Shabbos with the l'chazi l'asaka. It was only because it was Shabbos, they didn't let it happen. But if it would fall that day, it wouldn't have been Shabbos, we would allow you to have it, therefore we don't you have it on the second day either. Now we get into a very interesting sugya about being mevatel isla chetchila or not. Amar of Masna, eitzim shenoshim and adek l'tocha tanur b'yontif. Let's say it's yontif, and you have, you know, you're outside, you're cooking something up, and then all of a sudden you have a branch falls from a tree, and it goes right into the fire. What do you do? Mar b'aleim eitzim uchanu masikin. You can go and you can add other wood that's already set aside and mutter to be used, and you allow it to go ahead and burn it together. Connect the Gemara, hold on 1 second, you gotta like stir the coals, like move around the wood, and if you do that, you're gonna be flipping over stuff that's aser, because the stuff that you're going moving around from one side to the other, you're gonna be moving the stuff which is muksa. So how could you do that? It says, well, no. Since most of the stuff is mutter wood, it's moving heter wood. Why is it moving heter wood? Says Rashi, iser batel barof. It's batel barof. In fact, the Gemara, "Valkam mevatel isra chetchila." It's being mevatel isra on purpose. Utanam, we looked in the Mishnah. Ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. You're not allowed to lechatchila go ahead and throw something into mevatl. If it happens, it happens. You can't go and do it on purpose. When is that true? It's a promise. It's a gemara. Hani mil b'doraisa. It's only talking about doraisa the kedinim. Like we're talking about over there, which is that mishnah brought up ein mevatlin lechatchila. It's talking about truma. It's in a doraisa. Aval b'drabanan. We do with drabanan over here. This stuff is muksa. So then mevatlin. You're allowed to go and you're allowed to be mevatlit. Rashi says again, kigon muksa dahacha. Bye. But again, I mean, as we explained. Frek the Gemara, good to Kashe, with the Rav Ashi Damar, Kadav Shishu Matirin. We know we learned that something is the Dav Shishu Matirin, meaning tomorrow it's going to be Mutter. I feel a bit Rabbanon, lo Batal. It's not going to be Batal. Michael Amir, we're going to say now. There's a Gemara, Hani Mir Hecha de Isil Isir Be'eni. That's only when it's there. When this is staying right there, Be'ein, in its real form. Hacha Mikla Kali Isura. Over here, it was already all burnt up. Itmar. Now we get into another one of the cases that we hold like Rav. Shnei yomim tovim shel galios. The 2 days of galios. So Rashi points out this is a classic concept that we know that because in fact we weren't able to get out all the riders, the horses that would be sent out to tell everyone that they saw the chodesh because they're never sure. If it was a 30-day month, it was 29-day month or a 30-day month, in which case you have to send out people to tell everyone and some people that were beyond that scope of being able to be reached. So they have out of Suffolk, they had to keep 2 days. So says the Gemara, Itmar, Shteyom Tom Shagalios, Rav Amar Noda Bazem, Utars Bazem. It's born on one day of Yontif, then the second day of Yontif, you can eat it. Rav Asi, Rav Asi says, Noda Bazem, Sur Bazem. It's us, it's born on one, it's us on the other. In fact, the Gemara, Lema Kasavi, Rav Asi, Kedusha Achasi, is because he holds it's one long Kedusha, the first day and the second day. That's how the Chachamim had set it up. This is considered one long Kedusha, Rashi says. Or is that why? But Vahal Rav Asi Mavdil Miyomatov Lechavre. We know he would make Avdolim between the two of them, showing clearly there were two separate things. Says Gemara, no. Rav Asi Svuke Misafkale. He was Mesupak. He didn't know. Is it considered one long day or is it two separate days? So therefore, Vavin Hachaluchum Hachaluchum. He was Machmer on both accounts. On the one hand, he made Avdolim between the two. On the other hand, he said, you can't have a Beitza hold on one on the other day because maybe it is considered one long Kedusha. Amar Rav Zera says, Kavasei de Rav Asi Mistaba, it makes sense what Rav Asi did. Rashi explains, what does it mean? De Asi, it said it's also to have it. It was born on one day to have it on the next day. Because nowadays, at least in their day, he's saying that we know how to calculate the months of when it's going to be a 29-day or 30-day. Rashi says, we know if it's going to be seen or not going to be seen. And yet we still do 2 days. What does that show? Says Rashi, Al Machok Kavuahu Mitakonis Chachamim, I saw Harachokim Lasosan Vafilu below Suffolk. It's a chok to have it for 2 days, even not a Suffolk. Hilkach Kichad Yoma, Richa Shavinu. It was considered like one, it's considered like one long day, and therefore it's going to be usher to have it. To have this egg on day two, even though it was born on day one. Amar Abai says exactly the flip. Kavasei de Rav Mistab. It makes more sense to say it's like Rav, that there are two separate Kedushas. If it was, he says it's Mutter to have it on the second day. Dutan, because we have a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, which goes to how do we know when Rosh Chodesh actually happened? But Rishonah Amisi and Masalus, what they used to do is when someone would come and they would do the whole testing to see if they saw the new moon, then they would light candles or light fire on top of the mountains, and it would go from one mountain to the next and next and the next, and it would actually pass through like very, very far distances. So everyone would know pretty quickly that it was actually which day was Rosh Chodesh, and then know which day was different holidays. Mishakilkula Kusim, but the Kusim came along and they messed everything up. They started lighting fires to mess them up. So Iskinashay Shluchim Yotzim, they sent that there were Shalichim that would go out. However, they would only be able to get to a distance of like 2 weeks worth. Not everyone got it. View Butla Kusim, and therefore they always have to do 2 days. Anyone who didn't get the messengers. However, what are we learning from all this? Ilu batu kusim, if you would get rid of the kusim from this picture over here, if we wouldn't have the problem, then Rashi says, Hadrina no avdin al masos, Barosh Saharim, Vyodu akol. We'd go back to the fire stickler, Avdin al Chadyoma, and we'd end up doing 1 day. Vehechad damatu shluchan, and similarly, wherever the shlichim get, Avdin al Chadyoma, they would do only 1 day. So what do we see from there? That it wasn't the chum set up that it's 2 days forever, and it's like a yom ha-richta. But rather, what it is, is that we're stuck in this circumstance, but it's still considered 2 separate days. Therefore, if it's based on shoulder on one, you could have it on the next day. Fracting over the obvious question, now that we have a set calendar, and then we know when exactly it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, so my time of Dina Treyomi, so why do we do 2 days? What's going on? Let's go back to do 1 day. Mishum de Shalchum Itam, because it was sent from over there. You should be very careful with the minig of a seichem and keep that in your hands and make sure you still do 2 days. Zimnim de gazia malchus gezera liikalkule. Maybe Chalila is going to be some sort of gezera and we're going to not be able to go in shtag. Rashi says, shalo yisasku b'toyra, v'yishtachach soda iber, you're going to lose the secret of how to be ma'abra the chodesh. Mikem v'tabdu nami chad yoma, v'asil kilkuli, v'lasus chaser, mali, mali chaser, you're going to make a mistake, a month that's really chaser, you're going to make a mali, when it's mali chaser. V'solchul chamez ha-pesach, come to eat chamez ha-pesach, v'asil kilkuli, that's going to come to bring you to this horrible conclusion. Therefore, make sure that we keep the 2 days. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.